What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, the friend of the show, Coach Anthony Grant, the Dayton flies out of the A-10, doing big things. Coach, how you doing up there in Dayton today? Is it warm up there today, Coach?
You know what, man? It's been a mild summer, so I can't complain. It's, you know, we got good weather in terms of the day will start off in the 70s, and by mid-afternoon, it's in the 90s. So I try to stay indoors in the 90s, but it's not been bad, man.
I hear that, Coach. Coach, for you, man, going to your eighth year, man, can you believe it's going to your eighth year already? Dayton has flown by, yeah, for you, Coach?
It has. You know, it always, you're always amazed at how quickly it does flow. But, yeah, I'm grateful. You know, this is my alma mater, so grateful that I get a chance to leave my alma mater and, you know, been doing it here for seven seasons and just continuing to try to build it, man, and get us consistent and where we think we can be on a consistent basis.
And Coach, you know, not many guys say they've had six winning seasons, five of them 20 plus win seasons, you know, at a school, especially a tough conference as you play in. So talk about that accomplishment, yeah, for you and your staff and your players to, you know, win like you have in a tough league and getting five 20 yeah, plus years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm certainly grateful for what we've been able to accomplish. I think, you know, at Dayton, you know, the bar is high. Our standard is to try to play for championships and try to put ourselves in a position where we're in that NCAA tournament and got a chance to win games in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's how we evaluate ourselves, you know, and that's the standard that we have for our program and what we feel like we want to strive to do every single year, you know. So some years have we been able to achieve that, and other years we've fallen a little short. But certainly when you look at the overall body of work, you know, I'm very proud of what we have been able to do.
And Coach, you said a word there about standards, Coach, because I feel like sometimes, you know, we give people rules, but people break rules. If you set a standard or precedent, that's a whole other story about culture. So talk about, yeah, setting a true standard and a true culture. It might not be about rules, but this is what we do here today. This is what we're about. We're being class in the weight room, on the court, yeah, off the court, in the community, the standard of being a Dayton Flyer.
Yeah, that's a great question. So for me, you know, I'm a product of Dayton, you know, so I know what the basketball program means on this campus, what it means in the community, you know, and I try to make sure we portray that to all the guys that we recruit to come here, and, you know, make sure everybody on our staff understands how that works as well. But certainly, you know, the combination of the academic piece, certainly the athletic talent piece, and then the character piece, you know, just the who you are as a person, all that stuff, you know, for me has to intermingle. And I think it's all related, you know, because I think, you know, what you want to do is you want to help kids become the best versions of themselves on and off the floor. And in order to do that, you know, you have to have guys that have character, that have work ethic, that are competitive, that have that competitive character, and combine that with really talented guys to try to keep you at the top of the league. As you've mentioned, you know, the A-10 is a very competitive league, man. Got some really, really talented players, some really good coaches. And then every year for us, you know, we're playing a really challenging non-conference schedule. You know, like this year, as you know, we're going to be in Maui, you know, and that league is that field is loaded, you know, in terms of the competition we'll face. And then, you know, some of the other games that we'll play in the non-conference before we ever get to conference will be, you know, extremely challenging. So in order to be able to do that, you got to have guys that walk in the door understanding who you are, you know, what your culture is, and how you want to do things, and what the standard is in terms of being a member of the program.
And Coach Grant, you have I'm going to mention Mark Kidd, a home of homes with Coach Martin, those guys, Cincinnati. You got Wes Miller there and his staff over there. So you got that's two tough ones right there outside of Maui that you got to play already, man.
Yeah. You know, we got a very, you know, competitive, very challenging schedule. You know, we got, I think, Northwestern here at home and UNLV. And so, along with some other games that'll be very challenging. But, you know, that's what our players want. You know, that's what we feel like we need to do to put ourselves in position where we can be in the conversation for an at-large bid, you know, come March. So that, you know, we always talk about, we begin with the end in mind, you know, and how do we get there? And so you got to be willing to challenge yourself, and you got to be willing to do hard stuff. Right. And so, so we're looking forward to it, and just trying to put our group, you know, together and see how we can be the best version of this year's team. It'll be different, you know, because we lost a lot of key pieces off of a group that was together for a few years. So, this will be a, you know, a different challenge, a different way of doing things in terms of how we'll have to play to be successful. So I'm excited about, you know, figuring that out, you know, and trying to put that together.
And Coach Grant, you brought in some quality veterans as well to help compete this year in this tough schedule you have. So talk about when you go out and recruit a young man that's a veteran and experienced. And what are you looking for that young man to, you know, help your young guys, young talented freshmen as well, to help show these young guys how to play the right way, how to do things the right way, how to watch film, how to attention to detail, scouts the right way? Because having guys who have played and have experience is very needed, but needed in a tough conference that you play in.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no substitute for experience, right? And so I think if you look at, you know, most successful programs in today's version of college basketball, you know, you need some veterans on your team, you know. So we were able to go out and add a couple pieces to our roster that come in with, you know, a good level of experience, you know, in Posh Alexander and Zed Key and Jacob Connor. You know, those three guys are transfers to us, and, you know, the portal and has been such a big part of college basketball over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. It's kind of changed the whole landscape. And then also, you know, a blend of young guys that can come in and, you know, have the opportunity as freshmen to try to learn your culture and learn what it takes to be competitive in college basketball. So when you have veterans that can help that learning curve for the young guys, I think it makes a big difference. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, man, that this is all, you know, uncharted territory for all of us coaches in college basketball, just with the way the game has changed within the last 2 to 3 years. So for anybody to say that they've got it figured out, you know, hey man, write a book and let the rest of us in on it, because it's all brand new. you know, and you know, that's the thing that I think a lot of us will do is we'll keep moving along like this is all normal, but the changing of the landscape over the last 2 or 3 years has been a drastic change, right? And so all the things that you talked about, you've got to be able to condense your ability to get those things across to your group. What you used to be able to do, you know, for months or maybe years, you got to do now in weeks to months, right? To try to get your team as prepared as they can be for what you got to go against once the season starts.
And Coach Grant, this summer for you, who are some young men you want to highlight that really, really improved in your mind during the workouts this summer as you head to getting ready for fall, supposed to start here in a few weeks, knowing that guys are going to get back at that gym and get ready for that trick in the November 4th as fast as we go these days fast here.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've had 8 weeks with our guys, you know, and I wouldn't say for me, it's not about trying to highlight somebody and do that. To me, it's more about what I try to do is learn, right, and figure out, okay, who do we have? Right? What do they do well? How can we put them in position where their skill set, their talents can help our team become the best version of itself? So I don't know that it would be fair of me to really say, okay, hey, yeah, I'm gonna pump up this individual. I think a lot of it is unknown, right? And so, you know, we have, I don't know, 5 or 6 new guys to the team that are blending with 5 or 6, you know, guys that have been a part of our team before. And, you know, basketball is always going to be a team game, right? And so the sum has to be greater than the individual parts if the team is going to have success. Boss man, we look at the Olympics right now. They got 12 or 13 of the best players in the world, and they can only play a certain combination of guys together and have the team be successful. So the most important thing is the team succeeding, right? So like if we can look at the Olympics and see, you know, the first game, I know there's another game today, but the first game, you know, one of the best players in the world, a couple of the best players in the world, aren't in the rotation for Team USA, right? But their joy comes from the fact that the team won the game.
Oh, yes.
And in the next game, it could be different, right, in terms of who plays and who gets the opportunity and who shines. So I think that's the beauty of team sports, right, that it takes sacrifice from everybody in order to put the team first and in order to keep your focus on what it needs to be. So I understand your question. But I look at it from the standpoint of, at the end of the day, you know, when you accomplish your goals, everybody wins.
Great answer, Coach. I'm going to follow up with this, Coach, because I think now, like you just laid out, Coach, a young man or his parent cannot get mad at you being out of the rotation because Jason Tatum was in the rotation and was happy. So it was Tyrese Haliburton. I get you want to compete and play, but for the betterment of our team, We need you to be a cheer on our guys today. So I think you say that a great lesson for your players and any of them listening out here about, hey, it's about being a part of a team, being a star in your role. That's something I've always talked was taller as a player, mm-hmm. Coach, from my father mm-hmm. on. To be a star in your role, whatever your role is, be a star in your role. So I think what you laid out, in the example you laid out, was a great response because it's great. That's mm-hmm. a lot of players and parents out here listening to the show that, hey, if Tatum and Haliburton can be happy, you can do it too. Start in your role that day.
Yeah. No, it's a privilege, not a right. All right. It's a privilege. And we're all fortunate that we get to do something we love to do.
No doubt, Coach. I want to talk about this game you're playing with Xavier. Because this is a great topic that you're highlighting, mental health, suicide prevention in our youth and young adults. Because you and I both know, Coach, sometimes folks have things going on. They look like they're happy, but we can't really tell they're having issues inside. So talk about the idea with Coach Miller to play this game and kind of highlight this, because it's very important out there that we highlight mental health and suicide prevention because it happens too much. You know, too many lives have been lost because of us not addressing mental health and issues they have and before they decide to take their life and they could have saved it.
Yeah. So, boss man, this is something that's near and dear to me and my family. My wife and I, we lost our daughter to suicide 2 years ago, and you know, just changed everything, you know, for us. And one of the things that we endeavored to do was to bring purpose to the pain that we'll go through probably the rest of our lives with not having our daughter. She was 20 at the time, and she was dealing with anxiety and depression and some mental health issues that, you know, we were trying to get help for her with, but unfortunately she made a decision, you know, ended up, you know, she took her life. And so we started last year, what we call Jay's Light Foundation in her memory, to try to help reduce the stigma around mental health and mental illness, try to make people aware of some of the resources that are available for people out there that are dealing with their own mental health challenges, or people that they care about, you know, their loved ones that may be going through something and they just don't know where to go to receive help, right, or what they can do. So I think that's the biggest thing for us is, you know, our daughter was 20, you know, so our focus is on that age group from high school to, you know, 25, 26, 27 years old, that demographic that goes through it. But certainly this is something that we realized touch kids as young as elementary school and people as old as senior citizens that go through these different challenges at different phases of their life for a variety of different reasons. And so if we can use basketball and the passion that our fan bases here at Dayton and at Xavier have around the sport to educate and bring awareness and help reduce the stigma to those people that would be interested in tuning in. Hopefully they walk away better equipped, that, you know, if they're going through something or a family member's going through something, or if at some point in the future, either of those two things take place, that they'll remember maybe a couple things that they learned just by tuning in that can help make a difference and save lives. And if we can accomplish that, then, you know, that's a win for us.
100%, Coach. I want to finish up with, I'll talk about some of your players. Obi, Tumani, and Jalen are competing like Hickney in the league, doing great things. So talk about seeing those young men. Obi getting a new contract. Tumani out there with the Blazers who are rebuilding, and Jalen still fighting the G League to get in the league. Yeah, it was tough for a short time this season. So how happy are you with those young men, their efforts to keep competing to play this game at the pro level and represent Dayton on the NBA level?
Yeah, man, I'm just really proud of them, you know, for what they've been able to accomplish. And, you know, we've got some other guys that are having success, you know, playing overseas and you know, making a living playing the game. And, you know, other guys that have gotten into the coaching ranks that have come through. So, you know, when you can see, you know, people that you've had a chance to impact go on and be successful and achieve their goals and dreams, you know, that's why you do what you do, you know, to try to help people become the best version of themselves. So I'm certainly proud of all of those guys, you know, for what they've accomplished, and probably more importantly, the way they've done it, you know, because they believed, they bought in, they sacrificed, they succeeded. You know, they're great human beings, and you wish the best, you know, for all of them in everything that they're doing, whether it's in basketball or away from the game.
And Coach Grant, how have you been trying to, you know, last one for you, how have you been trying to kind of, you know, keep Daron's spirits up after his injury? He had so much hope there for the Nuggets, and they drafted him in the first round. He was going to do some things for them, and he got injured. So how have you been trying to keep him pumped up and keep him motivated as his road to recovery to being back on for Mike Malone and those guys, hopefully next year on that court for him?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, Daron's a very, very positive and just mature kid when it comes to stuff like that. He's got a tremendous family, mom and dad, and his brothers and grandparents and support system around him. And then I know, you know, the Nugget organization is going to wrap their arms around him. He's in Denver. He's had his surgery, and he's already started his rehab. So, you know, we talk, you know, on a regular basis, and he's in good spirits. I think he understands that what happened was out of his control, you know, and now he's got to go to the next thing, and that's attacking the rehab and taking advantage of whatever he can learn while he's going through the rehab and watching, you know, his teammates and learning as much as he can about the pro game and just trying to take it in a positive manner in terms of, you know, what he can do. You know, a lot of times we focus on what we can't do, and we neglect what we can do. So I think he's got the right mindset of understanding here's what I can do while I'm in the process of rehabbing. And, you know, there's no doubt he'll make a full recovery. You know, he'll be able to get back on the court here. He'll miss this season, but he'll make a full recovery. And he's got a long, hopefully a long career ahead of him, with Denver and in the NBA.
100%. Well, Coach Grant, I thank you for your time today. It was good to chat with you. You definitely helps people today, inspire people today on this show. And I look forward to seeing you again down the road. And I hope, wish you all the best of success. And, you know, I'm always cheering for you in your corner,
always,
Coach.
Always, bro. Always, always. Always good to talk to you.
And, Coach, it's fun as always, brother.
Same here. Right. All right, boss. Take care, man.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.